This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. Let's talk some Cavs basketball right now. They are out in Las Vegas. The Summer League is underway. The Cavaliers 3-0 in Summer League play under new coach David Blatt. Joining us from Sin City, the play-by-play voice on Fox Sports Ohio, Fred McLeod. Fred, how are things in Las Vegas these days?
Pretty hot and heavy, literally, on the thermometer, Kenny, and the fact that there's just I've never seen the amount of media coverage for Summer League as we've seen here. Now, their games have been at the Cox Pavilion, which probably seats, I'm guessing, 4,000, but it's been packed. And but the media contingent has been, it's almost like an Eastern Conference Finals. And it's crazy, just, you know, whether it's David Blatt or Andrew Wiggins or Anthony Bennett talking. And it's just, you know, the interest of the sport, it's almost like the NFL now, where they're 12 months a year, there's conversation pieces going on. And obviously with the addition of LeBron James to the back to the family, that just kind of broadens the portfolio. And then Wiggins being the number one overall pick. And so you've got Canadian media here too. So it's been a pretty interesting case study for where not only the NBA is, but where the Cavaliers are and are headed.
What was the buzz like all week leading up to the Friday announcement of LeBron James? Give us an idea of what it was. I know what it was like here in Cleveland. I lived it. What was it like in Vegas?
You know, within the organization, within the practices, the guys have been totally, totally focused on what's at hand. And frankly, you know, the guys didn't answer that much about it. David Blatt and his guys were really focused on doing a job here. Outside of that, you know, I think the conjecture was just like, you know, you were seeing at home, and we're all checking Twitter constantly, and the roller coaster ride that went with it. So, you know, the whole basketball world was at a standstill, as we know, and it blows me away how one human being can have basically the control of the sport. And, you know, it's a phenomenal phenomenon. You know, the power of LeBron. It'd be, you know, let's face it, any NBA player is 20% of his starting lineup. So there's more of an impact in the sport, whereas opposed to baseball or football, that's, you know, it's a smaller piece. So I get that, but it does tell you in this age of social media and the explosion of the interest in LeBron, how he controlled everything. It's just, and the impact of this one man, it's just, it's mind-blowing. Just in the span of 4 years from 2010, we remember how crazy 2010 was, but I think it's doubled, if you can quantify that.
What did you think of the essay, the letter, and the way he handled things in announcing where he was going to play? And that, of course, is Cleveland, Ohio, once again.
Yeah, a mere masterpiece, you know, stroke of genius. What a way to get people back on your side. And listen, honesty is always the best policy. You know, your parents taught you that. My parents taught me that, too. And so when you go back to that, I think you disarm all the people that are the naysayers are saying, I wouldn't welcome him back. You know, how could you not? I mean, I sat there and had tears in my eyes, just trying to, you know, separate myself from the ball club for a minute and just reading it as a fan and as a lifelong Clevelander. So the way it was handled, you know, beautifully written. And you could tell those were his words, you know, whether or not he penned every single word, I don't know. But you can tell that was from the heart. And music to the ears of every sports fan in the Buckeye State, let's face it, because we get challenged nationally, and I get sick of it, you get sick of it, we all get sick of it, because they don't know what we're about in Cleveland. They have no idea. They see it on television, or writers who come in to cover Cavs games in the middle of winter, you know, they have their own thoughts of what Cleveland's about, where here's a guy who knows what Northeast Ohio is about, what makes us all tick. And that powerful draw of coming back home and writing a wrong of 50 years, and that's the wrong that I think he wants to write, is to be that guy to help end this long dry spell. And so it was a thing to behold to see it in Sports Illustrated.
The way I look at it, Fred, to be honest with you, because when he left, I getting one in back. He hurt my son. You know, whenever you hurt a family member, you know, here's a kid graduate from high school, worshiped him and everything. He hurt my son, and my son didn't want him back. But the way I look at it now, if Dan can forgive LeBron and LeBron can forgive Dan, then who am I not to forgive both of them if I need to? You know what I mean? To move forward. And even my son has said the same thing. And he asked me, do we have tickets to opening night? So he's welcomed them back. I've welcomed them back. I got my season tickets. So did a lot of people. And it should be a lot of fun that first game back with LeBron and the rest of the team to begin, hopefully, a run through the end of his career. And who knows, maybe an NBA championship or two with the best player in the world.
Yeah, and I really, really believe nationally that this is being applauded. In fact, we're at the NBA meetings right now, and I'll bet you every play-by-play color analyst in the league that is here, they've all come up either congratulating me or our producer or Dave Dombrowski with the Cavs, where, you know, there's about 10 of us from the Cavs here, and all well-wishing from around the league, because, A, it's good for the NBA. B, it's good for the city of Cleveland, and it's a great, great story. And AC and I talked about this for a long time, that if he did come back, it would be stuff of Hollywood. And some people wouldn't believe the script. Others will, because they've seen it and lived it. And now the one piece is for him to get that championship. And this was my idea. Kenny, you can tell me if you think it's worth a hill of beans, but I think the monumental moment would be having Jim Brown hand the trophy to LeBron James, passing the torch from 64 to whatever year that is, the two iconic figures of their sports. And so that's my dream celebration, but I don't know if that would happen. But
center court at the Quicken Loans Arena, Jim handing over the trophy, that would be a sight for sore eyes, that's for sure. And a lot of eyes, I'm sure, would not be dry. There'd be a lot of people in tears of joy if that would indeed happen. We're talking with Fred McLeod, the play-by-play voice of your Cleveland Cavaliers on Fox Sports Ohio. Obviously, LeBron is one of the big stories, the biggest of many stories, but the other ones that aren't far behind are last year's number one pick, this year's number one pick overall in the NBA draft, both owned by the Cavaliers, Anthony Bennett, Andrew Wiggins. Fred, I've watched all three games. Bennett's averaging 14 points, 8 rebounds per game so far. Andrew Wiggins, almost 14 points per game, 3 rebounds, but you see his ability to block shots and make steals and play defense at both ends. Give me your thoughts on what you've seen so far. We'll start with Wiggins from this year's number one pick.
Yeah, he's really got a knack. He's almost got the Dwayne Wade knack, the ability to, you know, swipe the ball out of the air, certainly in block shots. We're starting to see that in practice. You know, he'll be behind a guy in the post, and he'll see a pass coming. He'll flick it away. He takes a lot of pride in his defense. You know, he's gone on record saying that growing up, he took it personally when his man would score, and even when he was sitting on the bench and his man would score, he'd take it personally. So he really has a feel and, of course, the athletic ability to play defense and that not a lot of guys do coming into this league. So that really solidifies himself at that end. And then you pair up with LeBron, that could be a crazy combination and a lethal. I just salivated there. Prospects of those two guys running with Kyrie in the open floor could really be lethal. And Miami has shown the last 4 years with LeBron and Wade in the, you know, if they turn you over, forget it. So there could be some crazy highlights coming down the pike in that regard. Offensively, he's got some work to do. He's got to tighten up his handle a little bit. He's got a lethal first step. His jump shot is pretty good. It's pretty sound. It still needs some tightening up. And Campy Russell was talking today. He feels like he needs to do a little bit better job getting himself in position to shoot before he gets the ball. That'll help his release a little bit. But that's in time. He's 19 years old. So, you know, he's got a tremendous upside and a great personality. And really thinks team first. So they've got themselves a gem. And in Bennett, I think he's a great case study in a guy taking time. And, you know, he's lost weight. He's streamlined, gotten his body fat down, best shape of his life, running the floor tremendously well, buying into what David Blatt is asking him to do, rebound, run the floor, good things will happen. He's showing a nose for the ball. Again, it's the summer league, I get that, but his confidence is back, and maybe not fully, but close to it. You know, his shoulders aren't slumped anymore. He's smiling. He's hitting shots. The other game, the other night, the middle of the three games, had three excellent, excellent passes, and something we didn't get a chance to see him do last year. So whatever the Cavs do in terms of the team record in the summer league, just seeing these two guys display what they can do has been worth the watch, that's for sure.
Last thing, and I'll let you go, Fred. David Blatt. This is a guy that's coming into the NBA, never played in the NBA before, never coached in the NBA before. So this is important for him to lay the groundwork with some of these young guys. And I saw Kyrie was there tonight at the game, so I'm sure they've chatted and everything as Kyrie gets ready for Team USA basketball and stuff. But how important is it for David Blatt to get a taste of this in the summer league coaching this team so he can hit the ground running when he comes back here to Cleveland and this all gets started for real?
I think it's more for the players. I mean, and as I watch him work, you would never, ever know he is not coaching the NBA. I mean, the nomenclature is the same. I mean, the asking guys to get back and stopping practice when they don't, or making sure they don't get baseline on the defensive end. He says that, you know, that's a hallmark of his defense. So this guy's a coach. I mean, he's just a flat-out coach. He's a good communicator, has a sense of humor. When the time is right, we'll get on them when they need to, but not overly so. But I think this guy, once regular season is here, you'll see a passionate guy. And the book on him is that he is tremendous in late game situations, making chess match moves, you know, on the fly. He's just tremendously smart. And so I think the fact that he is not coached in the NBA, we'll not send him back. He's got good people on his staff. He'll study, and I think in time we'll make up for lost time pretty quick. It was interesting. We were at the pool the other day, and we were just talking about David Blatt amongst ourselves, and a woman just sitting there sunbathing says, "Were you guys talking about David Blatt?" And we said, "Yes." "Oh, my gosh, my son played for him for 4 years in Israel. He loves him. He's the best coach he's ever had in his life." And so that was kind of an unsanctioned testimonial to what the guy is about. So I think he'd be very good with the media. I think he's, you know, not scripted. He's a guy that kind of shoots from the hip. And I don't think we're going to be tested, Kenny, to try to catch him off guard. I don't think we'll be able to do it because he's really sharp.
Well, I'm looking forward to chatting with him as well as this upcoming season, seeing the development of AB and Andrew Wiggins in the regular season, and of course LeBron James coming home, and we'll be watching on Fox Sports Ohio as you and HP call the action as you guys have done for years now on Fox Sports Ohio. We appreciate the time from Las Vegas, Fred, and we'll talk again when you get back, my friend. All right.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, Kenny. Thanks.
All right. There you have it from Fred McLeod, the voice of the Cavaliers on Fox Sports Ohio, joining me today here on the Roto Report, brought to you by Joe Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe for all your insurance and financial needs at 330-722-4444. You can check them out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.